WrestlingPowerhouse.com proudly brings to you, oh, you didn't know? You see, it's me, it's the G-U-double-T, and rolling with me tonight is PWO Live's own, The Blitz. Welcome, Blitz.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on the show. We have a special interview going on here tonight with Katarina Lee. Are you on the line?
I am indeed. Hello there.
Hello. Welcome to the show. We're very glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
We're very excited to talk to you about the upcoming FWE wrestling event, and as well as your entire career in wrestling. So first, Blitz, I'm going to have you start things off.
Me?
All right. I'm my co-host.
Yes. I was doing my homework, and I saw that during quite a bit of your early career, you got a chance to get in the ring with Sweet Soraya Knight, and I was wondering how that did for your career as a whole.
To be in the ring with Soraya Knight? Was that the question?
Yeah, and how it influenced your career.
Well, of course, I learned a lot from being in the ring with her, not just because Soraya is somebody who can do that proper British style really, really well. You know, so there's the proper British wrestling that I had learned limited amounts, so she taught me some of that, which was really awesome. And then Soraya is just, she's just such a strong personality and such a strong woman, and it's just really inspiring to watch her in the ring. And I just learned a lot about how to carry myself in the ring, you know, and around the boys and everything like that, because she's just so, she can hold her own, and she's not intimidated by anything or anybody. And so just to be around a strong woman role model just, you know, did wonders for me.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I wanted to also talk about some of your early career stuff here. Obviously, one thing that always stood out to me in your career was in WWE with the whole Katie Lee Burchill storyline. It was the first storyline in wrestling that I can think of that dealt with ancestry. And so I just wanted to hear from you, your take on it, how it came about. And it's interesting that the timing, because it seemed as though the PG era of WWE was just starting. So that was an interesting timing for that kind of storyline.
Well, that's why it never happened. It's interesting that everybody asked me about it, but it was like the storyline. It was like the most infamous storyline that never actually happened. That was supposed to happen, but never actually came about, like, on the actual TV screen. Which I thought was a shame, because I thought it would have been cool, actually. I thought it could have been, like, you know, like how in The Crow, there's that hint of incest between the two main, like, the bad guy and his sister. But it's never actually really, you know, like, actively consummated on screen. You know, and it just has that sort of touch of, like, you know, that touch of infamy, like my character always had. So it appealed to me, but it was unfortunate that, because that was exactly what the timing was, that the PG thing started, and that's why they didn't go with the storyline, because they thought it would hurt the PG rating or the image that they were portraying to the sponsors in that context.
Right, and how much of that idea was yours, or how much of it was just writers giving it to you, the storyline?
Well, the basic idea came from then, but we had a couple of meetings where we all sat down and we talked about how we would, you know, proceed in terms of, you know, fleshing it out, like where it would start, whether it would start with the incest, and the twist might be that we're not actually blood related, or whether it would be the other way around. You know, where it's just hinted at and more comes out as time goes by. So we had talked about, you know, how to proceed, but in the end, it didn't actually come to pass. So.
Right. Blitz, you have another question?
And Sean,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have another question?
No.
And this is also from WWE, you know, just being there, being the big time, or so people, you know, so people think, being the big time. And one thing I noticed is that you always stay classy. I congratulate you for that, for staying classy.
Me?
Yes, you stay
me
classy.
Oh, well, thank you.
And how, you know, how would you feel as a mask, wearing a, as a mask character?
Oh, when we went under the beautiful nightmare?
Yes.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Like, the thing that I loved the most about that, obviously, was that it was a mask to, quote-unquote, keep us, you know, keep our identities hidden when everybody knew who we were, you know. So it was like that irony, in a way, the irony of the storyline that we were trying to trick everybody, but obviously it was obvious that we're actually fooling no one. So I liked the comedy of that storyline. That was, like, really fun. I don't think I could ever wrestle in a mask. I don't know if I would be able to breathe. I always admire people who can wrestle in a mask.
I feel like there aren't a lot of women who have.
No,
have
I
there
guess
been a lot of women?
Well, I guess more so in Mexico, or places where it's more the tradition, you know, rather than in the States. But
right.
I think that's really a physical accomplishment, you know, in addition to just obviously jumping around, you know, but to actually to have that on your face, you know, the limited view and the limited breathing power and stuff like that. I always admire people who can do that.
Right. All right, moving on. Obviously, after WWE, you spent some time with TNA as Winter. Talk to us a little bit about the difference in, you know, working for the two different companies.
Well, I think for me, I was in a different place in a way mentally when I was at TNA. You know, I was a lot more relaxed when I was there. I wasn't as worried about, you know, everything as I was in WWE. I think I let myself be intimidated a little bit by, you know, as you said, the big time. So by the time I got to TNA, which in my eyes wasn't in any kind of way a step down, I enjoyed the product just as much. You know, for me, it's about the art of a place and whether they had the same amount of money or not. To me, it was, the product was just as good, if not better at the time, you know, in my view then. And so for me, I was just super happy that I got to go there. I was actually hoping that I would get to go to TNA, and I did get to go, and I really had a great time. And then the other thing was that in TNA, I had a proper storyline that went over, you know, a span to pretty much a whole year where it was consistent. You know, every week we did a little angle, be it a backstage segment or backstage beat up or an actual match, but it just kept progressing and progressing. And for me, that's like the best thing about wrestling is proper storyline. You're properly involved and you're properly involved in it. So for me, just in that way, it was artistically, shall we say, more fulfilling.
Right. And do you have any more say in TNA in the storylines than you would in WWE?
No, not really. It's the same thing. You can, you know, you can pitch ideas or you can, you know, talk to the writers, but whether or not they like your ideas is,
right,
you know, is anybody's guess. So sometimes I respond to you. Yeah, I mean, maybe sometimes you just, yeah, sometimes you have a really good idea and they go, oh, yeah, that's great. Let's see if we can work that in somewhere. You know, sometimes you have a horrible idea and then they just say, oh, okay, thank you. You never hear about
it. Right. All right, very good. Sean, you're.
I don't want to make that. I don't want to make
question?
That sound like. I didn't want to make that
go
sound
ahead.
Like. Yeah, I was just going to say, because I didn't want to make that sound like I didn't have fun when I went to WWE, because I had a lot of fun. you know, when I was first went on the road. I think it was sort of for me, it was tainted a little by the last few months where I was really didn't have, you know, a storyline going to myself. So then to be
right.
in TNA, to be able to do something creatively was amazing.
Yeah, it's a different environment, and obviously WWE probably has a little bit more of challenges and competition.
Mm-hmm.
Women's wrestling is focused on so much more in TNA than WWE now, mm-hmm. so I feel as though the women who do go from WWE to TNA tend to mm-hmm. to get over more and get more of an opportunity.
Yeah, although I find it comes and goes a little bit in WWE too. Like at times that they have had some really good, you know, women's storylines, and they have times. I think right now I think is a time where they have less, you know, 3 minute six diva matches and more, you know, one on one singles matches. But it's trying to get the girls over a little bit more as fighters rather than just, you know, titillation. So I think it sort of comes and goes in phases. But I think
right.
that you're right, that in general in TNA that the emphasis has been more on, you know, girl work rate.
Exactly. Blitz, you got another question?
Yes, actually. We talk about how you have more time in TNA to actually get a chance to wrestle. And I see, you know, FWE transition to FWE.
Yeah,
you've been women's champion. You're really excited about that.
For FWE?
FWE.
Well, yeah.
And this upcoming match, I know you're excited for it.
Well, absolutely. It's going to be like a really awesome show. I love working for FWA every time. Jordan, who runs, he's just so professional, and he's just, you know, the shows always go off without a hitch. You know, everything's well organized. Everything's, you know, they put a lot of effort into the bookings, a lot of effort into the characters and storylines, you know. I get to be a commentator as well as wrestler, which is awesome because I love that. He always brings in a lot of, you know, great wrestlers. So I get to have a really cool tag match this time, you know, me and Angelina against Maria and Evilis. So definitely excited about that.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, your history with both Angela and Maria. I mean, at times you've teamed up with Maria. When was it? Was it a Back to Brooklyn against Angelina? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that, you know, you're getting the opportunity to team up with these women, and then months later you're facing against them. But you know, You did point out about the commentary, and I wanted to get your opinion on that. And, mm-hmm. you know, you said you like it. Is that something that you enjoy more, or something you would want to do more in the future after you're done wrestling?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd definitely like to do more of that, whether it be during, before, after, you know, wrestling. I enjoy it because then it gives you another dimension to playing a character, you know, rather than just the time that you're in the ring. Actually, you get to express yourself, you know, verbally and give out your opinions and play around with all the other characters that necessarily you don't, you know, come in contact with, you know, with your storyline. But you can sit there and you can say about these people, you know, you can choose whether or not you like them or what you think about them. You can almost, you know, build your own little fantasy story around them. So it's just another way to play around, be creative, and be more of a character than you get the opportunity, you know. And then also, obviously, commentating in itself is a whole separate art form to where you have to learn how to, you know, in equal measures put your character over, but to, you know, put the match over and put the people in the match over and their storylines as well. So there's a lot that goes into that. So it's really exciting to be able to learn that as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the biggest challenge you think is as a commentator. Would it be trying to balance putting your character over at the same time as the match?
Yeah, I think that would be it. Because you definitely,
yeah,
you want to make sure that, you know, you're not taking away from the match. You know, you want anything that you say about your character, you want to relate to the match in some way that it puts the match over as well as you at the same time, rather than sort of one and the other being distracting from each other. So I would definitely say, yeah, that's the biggest sort of challenge.
Right. Blitz, to you.
Go right ahead, Seth.
Okay. So again, you are going to team up with Angelina to face Maria and Ivelisse Velez. And this is June, I think, 21st. This will be my second in a row FWE wrestling event that I'm going to be attending. Like I said, you have a history with both Angelina and Maria. Talk to us about maybe what the future holds for you in FWE, and you know, is this match going to help determine who gets the next shot at Maria's championship?
Well, I don't know actually if officially it's going to help determine, but I think probably, because I'm going to put on such a superlative performance and show myself so strong and dominant in this match and all the rest of it, that probably, yes, it will absolutely determine me as the next number one contender for the FWE championship. I can't see it going any other way, so that will be that.
Very good. I also wanted to talk about some of the other promotions that you've been working with. You spent some time, you debuted at House of Hardcore, that's Tommy Dreamer's promotion, right?
Yeah.
Do you have plans to be there again? I think they have another show coming up not too far away.
Yes, well, I'm not booked on that one so far, so unfortunately. I would love to go back at some point. It was a really great show, I think. It was a lot of fun to be there. I got to wrestle Jazz, who's legendary. So all in all, that was a really awesome night. So, of course, I'd love to go back if Tommy Jimmy will have me back.
Absolutely, that would be great. And you also participated at Pro Wrestling Syndicate, which is a promotion right by where I grew up, and I've been going there to their events quite a bit. How would you compare, you know, all these different independent promotions, FWE, House of Hardcore, Pro Wrestling Syndicate? How would you compare the different independent promotions that are going around these days?
I don't really know if one has to compare them, you know. I think every promotion is like a little bit different in terms of the people that they bring in and how much they, you know, concentrate on, you know, storylines, or whether they more concentrate on, you know, bringing different wrestlers in every time. I don't know. It's really difficult compare them. I think everybody sort of brings in something a little bit different. I mean, I have a great time pretty much anywhere I go, so.
Right, so there's not one where you think that they're just doing everything right. They're all focusing on different things.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really see anybody who's not getting it right. I mean, FWE is obviously one of my favorite promotions to work for, you know, since, you know, I like that they do it regularly. I get a storyline there too. You know, we always have really great girl workers and I get to see my sister who lives in New York. So
absolutely, a great place to be.
Yes.
So what are your plans in the future? What other upcoming events do you have going on other than FWE on June 21st?
Well, on June 1st and 2nd, I'm actually going to be in I'm going to work for Ohio Remix Pro Wrestling on the 1st of June, and on the 2nd, I'm going to be in Vicious Outcast Wrestling, which is very exciting. And then I think that's it in terms of wrestling, you know, until June 21st. And then June 30th, I have the show here local. Other than that, you know, I'm doing my acting project. I'm working on a couple of things out here. So I'm keeping busy. A
couple movies. What can we expect?
Yeah, I made a movie last year. Well, I didn't make it. I was in it. It's called Stay Inside. That should be released later this year. I did a web series, which you can find on blip.tv/television, and that's TeleSean. I missed an episode 6 and 7 in that one, but you should watch the whole series because it's really awesome. I play a crazy drug addict squatter, so that's cool.
Interesting.
And now I get to play a slightly different, still crazy, but a slightly different character. You know, so that's awesome.
Right.
I shot my own short film earlier this year. I'm just sort of getting it through post-production at the moment, so hopefully that will be out later in the year as well. So I'll keep you updated on that.
Very good. Blitz, do you have any other questions before we wrap up?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, again, you can watch Katarina team up with Angelina against Maria and Ivelisse on June 21st at FWE Wrestling in Brooklyn, New York. Katarina, thank you for joining us. Please let everyone know how they can, again, find you on Twitter and any other social media platforms or anywhere else that you enjoy interacting with your fans.
Yeah, so my Twitter is at Katarina's Infamy. My Facebook is facebook.com/Katarina's Infamy. And then I have a website, which is katarinasinfamy.com, where you can also find links to my Twitter and Facebook and IMDb and my online store and stuff like that. So that's always a good time. So please come see me there.
Wonderful. Thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us, and we're very excited for your upcoming match, and I'm looking forward to being there myself.
Well, thank you for having me. I had a good time.
Thank you. Enjoy your night.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that was Katarina Lee from FWE Wrestling. Catch her June 21st. Blitz, thank you so much for joining me for this little interview. Really appreciate you making a little special guest appearance here on OU Didn't Know Radio.
It was my pleasure.
And you can catch Blitz, I believe, every Friday. Are you joining Rick every Friday now for PWO Live?
Yep, every Friday. Every Friday.
So that's every Friday. You want to tell them the time and everything to expect there?
It will be every Friday at 8 p.m. at 9 p.m. Eastern, 9 to 11, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Same number to call in. And every week I have my own segment called Get Blitz, where I step into the ring with a challenger for a 10-question round of wrestling trivia.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that advertisements on Pro Wrestling Obsession, a great Facebook group led by your co-host, Rick Craig, the Prophet. So anyone looking to be obsessed with wrestling and talk to other people obsessed with wrestling, I definitely recommend joining that group on Facebook. Thank you, Blitz, again for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Same here.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Seth Gutt, at S-E-T-H-G-U-T-T. Check out my website, GuttWrenchPowerBlog.com. That's G-U-T-T, WrenchPowerBlog.com. And you can check me out on Bleacher Report, Seth M. Guttenplan. Been writing a bit on there. And, of course, we need to thank ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com, as they are the hosts of this entire wrestling podcast network. So check out ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com each and every day for some great articles at PW Powerhouse on Twitter. And, of course, Facebook.com/ProWrestlingPowerhouse. For the Blitz, I'm the GUTT. Thank you all for joining us, and have a good night.